Locals in Skibbereen fought and won a mammoth battle to prevent a plastics factory locating at Poundlick on the Baltimore Road and were cautiously relieved last July when the High Court quashed on Bord Pleanála's decision to give permission. This week, however, they got the news they'd been hoping for. Brendan McCarthy of the Save Our Skibbereen campaign says he couldn't believe it when he opened the letter from on Bord Pleanála.
I can never say it's never going to happen, and in the last 6 or 8 weeks since we got the last decision, people have been saying, well, is it gone? It's not totally dead and dusted. No, it's not, but then to go home last Monday and find that letter, the company has withdrawn, the application has withdrawn. So I rang them up just to confirm. I said, am I reading this correctly? Is it what I think it is? And the lady on the line said, yeah, it is. As of now, there's no live planning permission. It's done and dusted. The matter is closed.
But the focus is now on the future of the site. Councillor Holly McKeever-Cairns says the land needs to be rezoned as a greenbelt, as the area is now largely residential, with a multi-million euro tourism initiative running alongside it, the Wild Atlantic Way.
If they reapply for planning, the community could be left to pick up the pieces again. And huge amounts of time and money and energy were dedicated to appealing that decision in the High Court, and the High Court agreed it was a bad decision. The thing that makes West Cork so special and provides us with all our industries is its coastline and natural environment. So we need to make decisions that support that green economic growth in the area. We need to protect our industries, and that was the general feeling in Skibbereen, that it wasn't suitable.
Her motion was voted down, with some councillors expressing fears it could send out the wrong message, while others likened it to throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Either way, locals in Skibbereen say they'll continue to protect their town from any potential threats in the future. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Skibbereen.